July 20th, 2016, and we are in Glacier Bay. Okay, I paused that so my wife could take a photo of the glacier. It's called the Marjorie Glacier, the one we're looking at here. Oh, there. Wow! Cool. Good timing. I don't know if you could hear that or not. That was a chunk of the glacier coming off the face. And it's called calving. As we look at the glacier here, it's about 250 feet, the face of it that's shearing off. So occasionally, a big chunk will break off like that and fall into the water. The wildlife around here, like the seagulls, like to feed, because when the ice goes into the water, it stirs up the animal life or whatever is in the sea there for them to eat. It comes up to the surface. So. What can I tell you here? The mountains in this bay surround us on all sides. And the sky is overcast. And you can see the tips of most of the mountains. There. And the glacier just flowing down between a couple mountains. And you can see some greenery, some grass on the mountains. Otherwise, it's pretty much black, gray mountains with snow-peaked tips, does it have? Is there snow on the peak of the mountains?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The water in the bay is really still, and it's like an aqua marine color.
I don't think we're going to get a lot closer.
We got all kinds of people out here on the deck, on the open decks. There's a ship looking. The ship kind of makes a turn, so both sides of the ship get a chance to view the glacier. There's a lot of little chunks of ice floating in the water. No big icebergs though. Huh? No. So I guess we don't have to worry about a Titanic incident. We're not moving right now, really. We're moving very slowly, returning. Yeah. So that's cool. The air temperature is maybe 50, 45, 50, I guess. That's not Celsius, by the way. That is Fahrenheit, which would be, what am I thinking, 8 to 10 degrees Celsius. I don't know how many glaciers are there. I didn't hear how many glaciers are in this area, but there are several, I guess. Okay, we'll stop this recording and see if we see some more later. Did I not work? We moved to a different part of Glacier Bay now, and we're in front of a glacier called Lamplu, L-A-M-P-L-U-G-H. And it doesn't stand as high as Marjorie. It's about 160 feet, I think they said, 180 feet. And we got to see a relief map. So I got to put my hands on a relief map of this park, Glacier Bay National Park or National Wildlife Wilderness Area, something like that, I forget. And it was really cool. You see the channel where the boat comes in, and it's about 65 miles long. But these glaciers that flow into the bay, they're almost the same level as the bay itself. It's like a river flowing between the mountains down into the bay. It's really cool. Broad, very wide, of course, and then, but the height, you know, compared to the height of the bay, that's barely discernible in this relief map. And I don't know what the scale was, but that's pretty cool. So, yeah, I guess recently, just this year, I don't remember how long ago, there was a gigantic landslide that occurred just above this glacier, the side of the mountain or whatever, just slid down. It was observed by a pilot. They say it's one of the largest recorded landslides in the world, so it's pretty cool. Yeah, well. Oh, okay. Yeah, my wife said this isn't as pretty as the previous one because it's so dirty. There's so much more rain that has come down from the mountainside. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because the glacier is, you know, sloughing off or whatever, real deep blue, and it's got all kinds of... Yeah. Even the surface of it is blue? It's not white? Oh, okay. Oh, and the crevasses. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, you can see it here, too, but it's just not that great.
Oh, yeah. And the mountains that, flank these glaciers, too, are filled with cracks and crevices. They were saying that the Glacier Bay Wilderness Area, combined with two contiguous parks in Canada, make up the second largest wilderness preserve in the world, next to Antarctica itself. So, yeah, let's see. Yeah, my wife was saying that just viewing the mountains is even more spectacular than the glaciers, and looking at the relief map, you could just tell it's just mountain after mountain here, the whole area. In fact, it was hard to see even where the ship could sail in between all these areas. The channel's not that big, really. Anyhow, once at the end of this recording, this afternoon we're supposed to be able to do some whale watching. Okay, talk to you later.